With sunny summer days on the horizon, a BC-based not-for-profit is reminding Canadians to protect themselves and one another from skin cancers. Save Your Skin Foundation, a patient-led organization that connects skin cancer patients with medical resources across the country, gave a deputation to City Council recently to bring awareness to various types of skin cancer and preventative measures that Canadians should consider. The not-for-profit was founded in 2006 by Kathy Barnard, who survived stage 4 malignant melanoma. "I would never have thought that my days as a child at our local lakes and oceans, and my days at the softball diamond would have turned so deadly for me," Barnard said. "I was very lucky I had the one and only treatment that was available to me in Canada." Barnard said her son had been in contact with a doctor from the United States who wanted to bring a clinical trial to Canada for her, but Barnard had to find a facility that was willing to administer the treatment. "I was lucky to find my neighboring province of Alberta welcomed me with open arms," she said. "I was given 2 clinical trials there on compassionate access, and I've been clear since 2007. The not-for-profit now works in advocacy and prevention for skin cancer, while also aiding patients with finding the resources they need for treatment. What I think makes us very unique is we have the ability to help navigate patients throughout the country," she said. Right now, ocular melanoma is on the rise. We only have 2 provinces in Canada that have a treatment under compassionate use available, one in Ontario and NDI in Alberta. When ocular melanoma patients are diagnosed, their treating physician will send them over to our organization and we will literally, financially, and emotionally get them to the center they need for care. So we will pay their flights, accommodations, whatever it takes to get that patient timely access to medication. In her deputation, Barnard urged Canadians to take preventative measures, such as wearing at least 30 SPF sunscreen, wearing UV protective clothing, limiting exposure to sunlight between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and seeking medical care for any skin abnormalities that present themselves. Melanoma is now the 7th most common cancer in Canada and the 4th most common among people ages 18 to 29, she said. It is one of the few cancers with incident rates on the rise among Canadians. Early detection and prevention is key in this type of cancer. No cancer, including melanoma, can ever be prevented with 100% certainty, she said. The good news with melanoma is that the risk factors are well known, so steps can be taken to dramatically reduce your risk of developing this disease. Barnard said that she plans to follow in Australia's footsteps and begin advocating for infrastructure that can help protect Canadians from the sun. "I follow a lot of work they do in Australia because we know the incidence of skin cancer in Australia is very, very high," she said. "They've started changing lunch hours, they make sure their playgrounds are protected. If you ever would like the opportunity to work on some of those kinds of projects with me, I would be thrilled. I would like this year to be running some pilot projects with sunshades, and see if we can shade up 2 or 3 facilities, so when we tell people to come out of the sun we have a place for them to go." Count. Mason Ainsworth said he would be interested in working with Barnard to get shade structures installed in Orillia's outdoor recreation areas. "I'm definitely going to take you up on your offer in regards to assistance for shade structures," he said. "We've had quite a discussion in the city of Orillia, whether it be hard infrastructure within our parks for man-made shade structures, or having people bring their own smaller shade structures. In the long term, it's a lot cheaper for us to invest in that infrastructure than to have those folks go through the healthcare system themselves," he said. More information about the Save Your Skin Foundation may be found here.